When the playwright Arthur Miller wrote The Crucible about the Salem witch trials, the result was deadly serious. But Miller once said the witch trials would best be rendered on stage as black comedy. Playwright Amy Freed is fond of that quote, and her new play is an absurdist take on the witch trials, which is now on stage in Southern California. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne went backstage to meet the author of Safe in Hell.
At the center of the action in Safe in Hell are two historic figures who were in fact involved in the 17th century witch trials, Increase Mather and his son Cotton Mather. Increase Mather was a towering figure in Puritan America. Though he frowned on frivolity in the pursuit of riches, he was a clear-eyed moralist who publicly denounced the evidence in the Salem trials. Cotton Mather never measured up to his father, and he saw in the witch trials a chance to make his mark. For playwright Amy Freed, the evil that emerges from this dysfunctional relationship offers the blackest of comedic material.
Increase Mather had a direct experience of grace, not just once, but twice, which I do use in the play. He was born again. and he seemed to have a gift for the spirit and a gift for conscience. And his son is a little bit of a rotten apple who's fallen a little farther from the tree. Increase Mather was in great agony of spirit and full of a lot of doubt about the direction the Salem witch trials had taken. And Cotton, in kind of the first adult act of his career, came out against him in writing. He split from his father. So he came down on the side of the persecutors, essentially, at a crucial point in history.
Cotton was sort of faking it in a way. When he was called upon to give a sermon, they were these slightly demented titles that a good man, Increase, wouldn't have really like set out to do as a sermon.
Cotton, I've been reading your sermon log.
You have?
Doomsday approaches. Why God hates you. Eeny, meeny, miny, hell. Come, come, this is not the whole of our tradition.
But we're coming apart at the seams.
Then knit us back together with some beauty.
His real titles in real history were, you know, Devils in the Stairs, Do You Have Devils at Home, Satan. He was genuinely, to give him his due, he was genuinely in love with the subject. It excited him, it intoxicated him. I mean, Increase was a tough and flinty and scary old guy, but the sense I get is that his religion was about love. But Cotton, much more to me, seems to be a minister of fear, and he drew his power from fear. And in fact, scholars have written that in the years when Increase was in England and Cotton was preaching all by himself in America, he was actually sowing the seeds for the Salem witch trials, because his sermons were about devils and Satan and the presence of hell, and he, in a sense, was sort of giving them the handbook for how to become possessed.
There's a scene in the second act where the son, Cotton, believes finally that he has been touched, actually bitten on the leg by the devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his father says, be careful.
Cotton Mather's driven enormously by his desire to have a close encounter of the third kind. He wants, even what is good in his heart, needs desperately to have a breakthrough to the spiritual world that has eluded him so far. And the avenue that is presented to him in the events of his life is this connection with these possessed girls who contain all this crazy energy and sexual energy and bottled up rage and all these things he can't touch in himself. So when he's at their bedsides experiencing the magic, the heat, the sulfur, the writhing limbs, he's transported he's flipped out into believing that he's touched the occult energy of the devil. And it's probably the best moment of his life.
I think I met the devil face to face.
Do you know what you're saying?
He brings it back home to his father in Boston, triumphant because he's never done a good thing in his life, and he's finally can compete with the old man on the old man's terms. And instead of, you know, greeting it with open arms, his father's dubious.
The girls are providing lists and lists of names, more every day.
Now watch out. You can't trust the girls. They might say anything. It could be a device by Satan to implicate the good.
But it's not just the girls' word only. More of the town are confessing.
You can't trust the confessions.
But I saw and felt the shadow myself.
Above all, you can't trust yourself.
Well, what am I to do then? These people need my help, and I'm due in that courtroom next week.
Don't worry. Everything before us is a test by God of our worthiness to captain his kingdom.
In the midst of all of this moral certainty, you have somebody who's a free spirit.
Yes.
Another preacher, Doakes.
Yeah.
And he's easily recognizable. He's a little bit of he's somewhere between New Age and a hippie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, we all know him. What's he about?
He's my reproach a little bit to what I see as the failures of the left in this country. You know, he's a guy that is all for the softness and pleasure and ease of God as a well-meaning fellow. Early on, he seems like a kind of a liberal without any sense of the sacrifices of a free speech or a free society. And later, he kind of joins Increase, who kind of supports him in his climactic scene, in understanding that whatever this American experiment is about, its end is not assured, and the commitment to the experiment of it is not over. You know, the pressure of the play is on the moment of truth, human conscience and human action. I mean, that's what's on trial in this play.
Amy Freed is the author of the play Safe in Hell. It's on stage now at the South Coast Repertory Theater in Costa Mesa, California.